Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jeff Hathorn, our sports director, is here. He's brought to you by Lynch Golf Sales at Pine Creek. You haven't heard anybody talk. Now, maybe you had maybe seen Omar talk or like in some off record capacity, but for me, it never seen him in a press conference setting. And of course, as everyone knows, Pony and I don't go down there, so we never see the behind the scenes stuff. For some reason I thought we were going to get like a very grave voiced, like serious math guy. Well, the numbers are he did sound like he was like a guy who was excited and upbeat, but man, I gotta say, it was very much like a Kevin Colbert presser in that Omar gave you almost nothing. We take water out of the rock here. We're going to parse those syllables whether they have something in them or not, and we are going to extract meaning. But he was very careful and close to the vest.
So know that interactions with him off the mic were always very short, not in a rude way, but in a very understated way, in a very humble way, that he fits in that mold with Kevin Colbert very easily, because that's what he is. He's not a big self-promoter. He's not a guy that's like, hey, how you doing? He just kind of goes about his thing. And if you're by him, he'll say hi. But he's not going to go out of his way to make a name for himself.
Do you think they needed, because that's the big takeaway a lot of people I think have, is it's very much a steady hire. It's an internal guy. They went and sampled a bunch of people from different franchises and then settled on the guy that was as close as anybody could possibly be. Do you think they needed to go for a... not an outside-the-box hire, but maybe an outside-the-organization hire?
Not necessarily, no. I mean, would you like to see some changes? And I do think he undersold, like, well, it's going to be the same. I have a couple of ideas, but he didn't want to let – you know, he's kind of
– not going to tell you what they are.
Right? He doesn't – he's worried that he's – hey, we're going to do this, and that everybody in the league is, oh, well, I'm going to pick up on that and do it too. So he has some ideas. Mm-hmm. Don't think that everything is going to be the same. But I think it was a guy that Art was comfortable with.
Well, I think that's the A1 thing, yeah.
Has known for a long time. And I think Art is very much into, and I think the Rooneys in general are very much into promoting from within where they can. Rewarding loyalty, rewarding guys that they have seen, that they know, they don't have questions about. And I think that's why you saw Omar in that position, yet almost simultaneously. Yeah, but we're also grabbing Andy Weidel. We're also grabbing Sheldon White. Mm-hmm. And Kevin did. And I mean, having a son, Dan, stay around is pretty cool, too.
Do you think that the consistency thing is something Art values more than his father did? Because this is what Donnie and I were talking about to open up here. The most change style hire that they've made, the most like dramatic outside the box hire in the last 25 years, is very easy to identify. It's not Russ Grimm or Ken Wisenhunt getting the job. It's Mike Tomlin. 2 years later, they had their sixth Super Bowl. They go to another Super Bowl a couple years after that. Now, people want to quibble, oh, have they had enough success? Probably not in the playoffs, but Tomlin has been, by any objective measure, overwhelmingly successful. And so that's a Dan Rooney hire. That's Dan having his socks knocked off by the kid that had one year as a defensive coordinator. That is one of my, if I'm going to nitpick Art for things, I usually go back to two. I don't always sense the football passion, at least front-facing, from him that his father had. Just whether that's good or bad, that's something I put in the slight con column. And then I think there's a little bit of a, we love consistency to the point of like fetishizing it, like, why wouldn't we just keep promoting from within? Well, there's a lot of listeners to this show right now who would say, you guys haven't won a playoff game in 5 years. Like, do you really think that the status quo is is going that well for you.
But I don't think they did it without any outside ideas, because Waddle's going to have a big voice.
How big, by the way? That gets me right.
I think initially in player personnel, he's going to have a huge voice.
Like now, he and Tomlin are going to be the way Tomlin and Colbert were, where that partnership evolved into like a mesh, a full 50-50
so
kind of thing.
I don't think that you won't see Omar ever travel, mm-hmm. but I think when they're really into the heat of doing these
pro days and stuff,
where they're
yeah.
doing maybe two a day, I think Andy's going to be the guy. Maybe they don't travel exactly together, and he, you know, and Omar goes just at least at first to be front facing, like, yep. hey, I'm here, I'm the new GM. One other thing to mention, though, when he started with the Saints, when Omar started,
yep.
like he did do some player personnel stuff. He wasn't just put into the negotiation room, if you will. Like, his internship and then his early job was dealing with a lot of different things. So he saw a lot of the organization. Now, that's nowhere near the impact that Andy Weidel brings from a scouting standpoint or Sheldon White, but he does have a little bit of experience.
Yeah, I feel like that gets – personally, that has been brought up a bunch, and I feel like that's to almost ease and calm the fears that this guy doesn't know personnel. Like, they're just, he did have an internship, or he did get started this way. Does that strike you as, though, one of those skills that you need to constantly hone? Because, like, what people care about in football players is different than what they cared about 20 years ago. Would you agree? Like, 20 years ago, you could say, look at that running back. He's a top five pick. He's just a workhorse. Now you're like, does this 5'9 Mac receiver create separation really well at the line of scrimmage?
I think the game has evolved, and the front offices have evolved with it, where you're seeing more and more people in front offices that don't have, that didn't play the game or weren't hardcore scouts. Mm-hmm. It's a different look in those front offices.
Well, Roseman's the guy in Philly that everyone compares that to, and he and Khan have almost identical backgrounds as far as almost all football administration for guys in their mid-40s, and then right there, like smack dab in the middle of Roseman's is, oh, he was the player personnel guy for 2 years, almost like you, so he can put it on his CV.
Right.
Like, he's got it.
Right. I think one thing that Omar said that was very well stated was smart people know their limitations mm-hmm. and hire people that are good at other things to help them with those things that they're not as good at. And he was obviously referring to Weidel and White, mm-hmm. and, you know,
anybody
and,
else they
and
might
Dan Colbert yeah. and whoever else that they're going to.
Do you think it ends there, though, and Brandon Hunt's sayonara, goodbye?
No, because they even said there'll be some other moves.
Yeah, he called it a fluid situation, yes. A lot of moving parts.
Yes.
The thing, so I'll go back to this, because Pony and I have talked about this, and I do think it's, he brought it up yesterday. I think it's a fair point. I agree with him. What if there is so much talk about how Weidel is not just going to be a bystander here? He's an assistant GM, but he's going to have a loud voice in there. They clearly, as an organization, seem familiar with him and comfortable with him too, despite him being a an outsider technically. Why not hire him as the GM? Right, like that's continually been the one thing people have brought up. If Khan's job might involve doing a little more on the personnel side, just having greater responsibility and sway and being the public face of it, but still largely he's going to be the guy in that room talking deals with agents. Why not make somebody else the face of it?
It's a good question. Here's my logic, and we weren't able to ask Art questions.
Oh, so I would have loved for Art to have been available
trust
for
me.
It.
No one more so than me or any of us that were sitting in
Why
there.
Do you think he wasn't, by the way?
They just don't.
They didn't want it to be... So it wasn't about like they didn't want to rain on Khan's parade by having the owner talk. He just said, well, I'm not going to give my logic.
He'll talk next year. And
see, that drives me nuts. No, I know. From you guys are reporters, and you're writing stories, and you are like doing facts. I'm talking about as me, like the brash opinion guy.
Us as the reporter guys, trust me.
No, I know, but I almost feel like you guys, it's for more responsible reasons. For me, I'm like, well, you know what, Art? If you're not going to talk till next year, then I'm going to sit and speculate.
But I think Art's logic here is, they thought, we can get Weidel here as the assistant, and we can keep Omar.
They didn't think they could keep Omar necessarily if they didn't get in the GM job then?
Correct.
Who was beating down his door for that gig, though?
I don't know. But I think the disappointment of not being the guy after being there for 20 years.
You think they think it might have like curdled finally for him?
I mean, do you think again, he turned we can't down- talk to Art, but that's my sense of the situation, was that not even as much the latter. It's the, well, if we can get Omar and Weidel, and they must have figured out either they couldn't get Omar and Brandon Hunt because Hunt's like,
I'm not going to answer
this
to him
job or
yeah.
I'm out, or they thought, well, we need to bring in some fresh voices too. So how are we going to make this play out? And that's the best scenario.
Well, the fresh voice, it would be easier to bring in a personnel guy and not a contracts guy, because if you have a fresh voiced contracts guy, it's like, well, what's he really doing differently?
Art's a lawyer. He understands that part. And to have comfort in the negotiation guy is big when you're the president of the team. And I think people are losing sight of this. It's not as if Kevin Colbert went into these rooms or into these discussions and made unilateral decisions. Like, all right, guys, it's nice that you guys talk, but you know what? Here's what we're going to do.
I'm the man.
Boom, boom, boom. I don't care what you think. I don't care what you think. Art, I'll tell you what the decision is. Mm-hmm. They always collaborated. That was one of Kevin's strengths, is that he listened to people, that they came to a group decision. I think Omar learned that. And I think, will Mike Tomlin have more say? Sure he will. But does that mean he's taking over? I don't think that means he's taking over. I think he's always had a say in the decisions, and it'll continue that way. And Andy will have a voice, Sheldon will have a voice, and Art will have a voice.
I think what's interesting about the fact that it's clearly an Art hire, he gets to make the hire. It's technically the guy who's second in command to him in terms of rank and title. I know that Omar's not going to walk in and fire Mike if he doesn't like the job. You know, he's not. It's not how it's going to work.
There was reverence for Mike Tomlin.
I probably
could catch that by the way he talked.
Yep. Well, and I was watching it, too, like on YouTube. You could see him, I think, even like look over at Mike in Mike's direction. Which, by the way, I'm different from Pony. I think Tomlin has earned the right after this long to have sort of more reverence sent his way, like, you know, to have some
say in personnel.
Yeah, just to have a little juice. I don't think all of it. I think it can get overstated. People usually like to ascribe the picks they hate to him and the ones that they like to Colbert. But the one thing I want to get to you before I forget and it slips my mind is, I do think there's a chance, and my hope here, my personal hope, is that Khan's little cool changes and his stamp on this is going to be they try to operate in the draft the way the Eagles have, where they rarely will trade up. That's the whole thing about the Eagles. They don't trade up for anything but a quarterback, and they like to acquire more picks. That's like the new math on the draft.
Worked out this year.
I really hope – well, yo, they fleeced the Saints.
Right.
I really hope that that's his big – numbers-based, like, hey, the Jimmy Johnson trade charts here. But what I'm having very great difficulty squaring, it's Art's hire. I think Art obviously was comfortable with a business-oriented guy there, especially if he could get Weidel. But when Art has talked about what ailed the Steelers in previous seasons, he said, I want to run the ball better, like 2 or 3 years in a row. Running is not analytically what people tell you is the best play in the NFL, so there is a little bit of juggling that I am trying to do there.
Yeah, I think sometimes Art, I mean, he speaks his mind of what he just saw, but may not be exactly the direction that the team is going in the time.
So, like, maybe people talk to him behind closed doors and say, you know, Art, you might have wanted X, Y, or Z.
Or it might be easy for Art to say, wow, we really sucked running the ball. We want to run the ball better.
Sure.
It's a good talking point to have to the media. And I believe this. I've talked to two different people. Andy Weidel did not come here to cut up videos to put on Mike Tomlin's desk to have.
He came here to have some juice and some real sway.
I would guess within the next 5 years, Andy Weidel is a GM somewhere.
Probably not here, though.
Probably not.
So they're trying to build a pipeline here then beneath
him. And for him, this is another step. I mean, he's coming home. It's a great opportunity. The people on the outside know that, hey, Omar, that's not his forte. And if Andy comes in here and they have some great personnel decisions, have some great drafts, it's going to build up his resume.
Well, you know what I think happens then, if you're right. Omar eventually ascends to a newly created title of president of president of football ops or something like that. And Dan Colbert is suddenly your new GM. 5-6 years from now.
We were kind of going down a list. It was funny that of Dan Colbert, Dan Rooney. And
Daniel Rooney
and Dino Tomlin, being the future
Maryland. Oh, yeah, I was gonna say Maryland,
you know, being the future of the Steelers.
Do you think that what I just said, though, the first part about Dan Colbert, and if Weidel does a great job, if that's how they do it, I think that's like eminently plausible.
I think it depends on how well. I mean, Dan's been a pro and college scout here for years.
Yeah, I'm not saying it. I mean, it's funny because it's the same, you know, it's son of the former GM. I'm not saying he doesn't have bona fides. I just think it is funny that that's how they clearly like to do things.
Well, it is a family-run organization, right? And that's what they pride themselves on, is that we're different. We're family-run. We're more hands-on in some regards, but not, you know, Jerry Jones hands-on.
Yep.
And we run it like that. We run it not like a corporation as much as we do a family business. And you know, in family businesses, you see stuff like this. I think I'm going to give them time. I love the idea of keeping a guy that's been a steady force, has been very good at the numbers and that the ownership trusts,
mm-hmm.
and bringing in new blood, especially a guy that is highly thought of as Andy Weidel, that comes from Ozzie Newsome, you know, comes from Roseman,
mm-hmm.
comes from the Saints, and started with Donahoe and knows that whole connection, and also is very knowledgeable about Steelers' past. And, oh, yeah, there was a Hall of Fame scout in Bill Nunn,
right.
that he also gleaned a lot of information from.
The tentacles or the lines trace pretty deep. You think Tomlin feels good about the Con hire?
Yes.
Like there's a
– I think
because that's the weird one. No one assumes the working relationship there. They're like, Mike stays away from that stuff.
I do think it was tough for Mike in the standpoint where he liked Brandon Hunt too. So – it's a difficult.
Well, then it would tell me they talk to Mike and say, "Do you like Andy Weidel a lot? Because if this is the direction we go, we've got to have you on board with a strong voice from another team." Then,
but you can imagine, like, you know, anyone that's in a work scenario where, hey, you like two people and one of them gets the job and the other doesn't, and you feel bad for the guy who didn't, but you also are happy for the guy that did. I think that's what I sense from Tomlin's emotions. It's a tough call because now Brandon Hunt's going to go to Philly and. See how he does.
Jeff Hathorn over at 93.7thefan.com. Big write-up on what Omar Khan said he would not do and on his relationship with Mike Tomlin as well.
Yeah, and a little bit about his background. He's got
very
a really
interesting
background. And, hey, tomorrow
yes.
I'm hosting the Panther Insider Show at 8 in the morning tomorrow. Filling in. Nellie Cummings, John Hughley are going to join me. As well as Mike Bell, the baseball coach, because Pitt's in the ACC semifinals.
You think if they win, do you think they need one more win
yes.
to get to the ACC final to qualify?
Yes.
Okay.
Because their RPI is just not high enough. But, hey, how about that? Who would have thought Pitt baseball in the semis?
Jeff, when that can happen, there's always hope that a lot of things can turn around.
Have a great weekend.
Oh, I'll be working tomorrow too, Jeff. We'll be talking national sports.
Big time star over here.
Flexin'. No. Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks, guys. O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.